Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, listen. I wanna be down, I've been up for a while. It looks better on the gram when he sit in the crowd. Just like this, what you make it, ride that wave and don't drown. We wear jewelry while we make it, making songs with the sound. Good morning while you're yawning, get it on and you know me. Shooter of the year, home video for fans only. Couple bands in my hands while we rolling. Tell them hold it, leave my shit in the front, then kick the dough in. Have my swag, fill my staff, I get last laugh. Text the group, bitches lit, I just snap back. Black tights, Jordan 3s, and a snapback. Would have started jacket before you bitches had swag. If I'm coming how I'm coming, I don't half-ass. Cause R&B T, I'll leave the favorite in the trash bag. Lie, the tone is what I said it. If you want it, come and get it, don't forget it.
As I combine all the jewels from the mind, poetic, profound, and lyrically inclined, spiritually aligned, cause it's all by design. You can follow behind, but you can't cheat the grind. It's that rhythm and blues, pain, emotional hues. They just misuse it with unethical views. It's for professional use, this only stem from the roots. I'm just enjoying the fruits, and I don't usually flex. I could if I wanted to, but I'm making exceptional. Filipina queen, my money green like vegetable. Who the first black woman to own a festival? Barbie without the plastic, a classic collectible. Young and respectable, shady, they skeptical. Yeah. Say a prayer, Breonna Taylor seems intentional. Yeah. Black queens with dreams, beautiful, exceptional. Say you wanna be down, but still ain't the rest of them though.
Ways too small, my face too cute, my game too strong, your man too close, he on my phone, about these bills, put mommy on the phone, he ain't never coming on, look, I'm about to go in, I'ma get inside these bitches head like a sewing, I'ma lace the track in the front, make it blend in, pull that shit back so the glue ain't showing on the track, I'm hoeing, hose pipe flowing, about to build a little flower bed he can grow in, got a mothership, we can head to the sewing. Bound the world streaming, baby, I'm a king from when. Bitch, I'm from the hooah, wish a wooah. Saw your in the club, looking good. I'm a boss and a worker, keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first name
I wanna be down.
After 2020 division. Year 2020, I went with my intuition. Black females, we gon' flourish in these conditions. Border front line, not in your kitchen, I'm on the mission. B7 out now, go streaming for all your feelings. Blessed to finally see it completed and not deleted. From saving all to waving by the polar, I'm genius. With global climate rising, I keep it cool like anemic. Said I love you, then I mean it. Ain't no half in between it. Had to look inside that mirror to understand what a queen is. Trying to teach my mini me that our skin is not a weakness. Can't just settle at the surface, cause that trauma cut the deepest. Know you beautiful and black, go be proud. Always trust in God, the higher self, take that vow. And if they say the sky is the limit, then buy a cloud. And if they can't see us as an equal, they not allowed.
Without you all around me, getting anxious. Need me, don't look back, it's all about you. In the dark right now, feeling lost but I like it. Comfort in my sense, not all about me. All I got right now, feel a taste of resentment. The more in my skin, it's all about.
comfort in my sense, not about me.
Don't you know you couldn't do it in girls like that? Thinking that nobody been a bye-bye. Losing you, my baby. Can't be sure, time's wasting. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry, I'm just into too much.
Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feel a taste of resentment. The more in my skin, it's all about the stain on my shirt, stupid to my nerves. Oh, nigga got curved, going back on my word. Damn, bitch, you like 30. The stain on my shirt, stupid to my nerves. Oh, nigga got curved, going back on my word. Damn, bitch, you like 30.
A hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, my black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, you're my super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open. Baby, Jonesing and fiending under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. See, baby, I need ya. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Your flavor is the sweetest thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high. I want you, and I know that you won't be. Let's stay close like we're supposed to be.
I've been tripping in so many ways. If I go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world. 5 stars, yo, you're so gourmet, girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. You're rich like a diver. Boy, you're just so sexy.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Won't be. Let's stay close like we're supposed to.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
And a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Crooklyn Nine Pig. The reverb the slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Just get out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everybody. I'm your host, LaPearl Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voiced diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Oh, Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, actually. There's a couple things I want to talk about tonight, but let me finish the introduction to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Always, because everybody knows I'm a poet, and I show it.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That need to be on a T-shirt. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diva's Talk. And before I get any further, I have to acknowledge someone who is very special to me. He is a very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that my co-host and I speak of. And you can actually acquire them over at Instagram. I think it is Amazon and Raw Links at Facebook. What is it? Raw Links, be raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them at any one of those places, you can actually holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we promise we will get you to adorn your body with a piece of your design, or you can allow that special person of mine that I'll speak of to design it yourself. And he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. A baby, baby. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. Now, Diva, tonight is open mic. But I have a question for you.
Okay. All right.
I believe we all have faced some trauma in our lives. And there are certain things that linger that we just haven't found a way to make peace with. Now, those things that lingered because they were so traumatizing to us, when you finally made peace with them, how did you come to do that?
Well, first of all, I really never seen that person again after a short while. And I just had to just keep going. And then also, too, I had to acknowledge every feeling that I felt. And as a result of writing things down, like even brainstorming, like writing all over the paper if I had to, cry if I had to, I learned to live through it. If I couldn't get over it, I got through it, with the help of the Almighty, of course. But, when you talk things out or call things out, I find the burden gets lighter. And I've always said that to anyone that I know. Hey, share it so someone can share the burden with you and then maybe help you get over the burden. But that's mainly how I got over it. I just said, Lord, help a sister out. And, whoever I wanted to discuss it with, actually empathize with me. So, I just call it out. You can't stay hidden.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For myself, because there are certain things that every once in a while they pop up in my head. And not today, Satan, not in any day, not in this lifetime or any lifetime, but those things that did linger at one time, how I made peace with them, yes, I did. I confessed to the Most High, okay, first.
Absolutely.
I pleaded for help to rid mm-hmm. myself of those thoughts and those bad feelings that was just like sticking to me. Because I was losing sleep over it, and they were almost like they were plaguing me, because I'm a thinker, so I constantly my mind is going. And I was saying, you know what? It's time to release this. I don't care what has been done to me. What's been done has been done. Yeah. I can't do anything about it. I'm releasing it to the Most High, and I left it there. Mm-hmm. And it still took a little bit of time afterwards, but I noticed once I stopped trying to handle it myself and I put it in the hands of the universe, it got easier and easier to dismiss it. And it broke me. I mean, that night I asked for help. I literally, I fell to my knees and I cried about it. And I said, you know what? When is it going to be my time to have some peace? It started to ease up. It really started to ease up. This is how I understand that we have a divine spark within us. And that is our direct connection to the Creator of all things. So that's pretty much how I released and got that peace of mind that was so vital to my existence. Mm-hmm. You know, because allowing what has damaged you or traumatized you to hang on to you and keep going back to it. It can ruin your life, period. It will put you on a road to destruction. I know people, and I've known people that could not figure out why certain things were done to them, and they were constantly repeat, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? And I mean to a point where it was maddening to me because, they were doing it every single day, asking me why? And I'm like, baby, I can't tell you why. Please stop doing this to me. If you don't, I'm going to stop coming around. I don't care if you call me or not. I'm not going to be there because it's starting to bother me. I'm talking every single day, several times a day, and I'm like, I can't be around you. This is driving me nuts. The answers that you seek are not within me. You got to pray on this. And then you have to release it. Literally, you have to talk to the Creator about it. Let it go. And you got to believe that you are giving it to the Creator. You can't just say it and be like, go right back to it.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
You know. Yeah, absolutely. I do know. Absolutely. You know, Diva, there's a plaque in my house that says, God doesn't give us what we can handle. God helps us handle what we're given. And that is so true.
I claim that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to say one more thing. Those same people that were constantly throwing that question at me because they couldn't understand. For some reason, they thought I just had everything together. They just thought I had my shit together. Okay, like I had the answers because they've seen certain things take place with me that traumatized me, and they couldn't understand how it is that I got over it after a while. They just had this thing about them. Well, how did you do it? I did it the way I did it. A lot of prayer, okay?
Right.
And just believing. You have to. See, when people talk about you got to have faith, you can't just have faith in the Creator. You have to believe in yourself as well and know that you can get through this, okay? So
absolutely.
But there was a time when I wanted to talk about certain things. And mm-hmm. those same people that constantly repeat it is like, well, yeah, you told me about it before. But I got to sit here and listen to your ass whine and cry every damn day for 10 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
I got to listen to you whine and cry about a particular individual 5 times a day, every day.
Mm. Oh, come on.
And I can't talk to you. And that was another sign for me to back away because I said, you know what?
Yeah,
I can't deal with people that are all about themselves, but you're calling on my help for something else? No, it can't work like that with me. It's like a dead-end street.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's spiritual leeches. Did you notice that? You know, there's so much of negative energy. It starts sapping your energy, too, and you can't be doing that. Can't even allow
that. And you know what? It doesn't mean that I have a black heart or I've grown cold. I just will not allow certain things to drain me spiritually, to mess with my energy. If I find that something offends, that means that I'm off balance somewhere and I don't need to be there. I don't have to make no corrections in that energy. All I got to do is back away because I can feel myself going to a negative place. So I just back away. Okay. Mm-hmm. And leave it at that, man. And I'm just not no more. I know people say, this a new year, new me. No, it's the same me. It's just another day. But what I'm going to do from here on out is make certain changes. I'm going to put up boundaries that I didn't have up before. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But choose to be happy. Don't
absolutely
be happy. Or choose to be content. You know, it's like in the winter of content. Look, be content where you are. It could be much worse.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for the little things that I do have. I am grateful I have the necessities. I don't have a whole lot. I'm abundant in certain areas of my life, but to have the basic essentials and the necessities, I'm good with that. Anything else is extra. I promise you that. I agree with you 100%. That is so right. But it's we done talked and it's kind of like time to pay some bills real quick. So I'm going to do that and maybe play another song and then we'll be right back. Is that all right with you, Diva?
That's exactly all right with me.
All right. Be right back, folks.
Tiffany Radio.
Everybody's got opinions on nothing.
All right. Welcome back. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And you are listening to Diva's Talk. Okay, Diva. I would actually like you to go first. I can start off hearing some poetry first.
Right.
What did you bring for listening pleasure?
Well, Diva, I just want to hear some poetry myself. So that's what the piece is called. Just want to hear some poetry.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Whether the words rhyme or not, I just want to hear some poetry. Even if it's only 10 lines or 30, I just want to hear some poetry. See, poetry is real, cathartic, soothing to the soul. It takes you through the good times, the bad times, even through the worst, when there's nowhere to turn. There's a pen and paper to create exactly what people want to hear, relate to, vibe to, see? I just want to hear some poetry. Poetry makes one ascend to higher ground, never staying stagnant. You can brainstorm, write all over, be free. I just want to hear some poetry. Even if it's fiction or the undisputed truth, I want to get lost in the words. I want to swoon or raise my fist to agree. I just want to hear some poetry. It's not for the fame or fortune to me. I want to feel, dream of what is said long after I sleep. Even when I get out of bed, it makes no difference to me. I just want to hear some poetry. So it's time to hear some rhymes or rhythms to what is said. Like I mentioned, it doesn't matter to me. I'm ready. I just want to hear some poetry. That's that piece.
I just want to hear some poetry. Yo, that was fly. That was dope. You hit on everything about it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in the mood where we just want to hear some poetry. Yes.
Absolutely.
I love that piece. I heard that piece before. That's
all right. It was a topic from the Get Down.
Okay. I may not
so
have been or not. I don't know. Yes.
Well, I'm going to take the spotlight off me and put it onto you. We're ready to hear what you have to bring tonight. So the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, this is a prompt from one of the members of our Epiphany family. And the prompt is pure. So the name of this piece is The Pure in My Poetry. I possess something special, and it is as natural as raging fire and falling rain, shrouded deep within the starlight of divinity. So I don't leave open where it comes from easily accessible, because I know the effects of it can suddenly be sharper than the most skillfully crafted katana blade. So I keep it soothing as whispered words through lullabies so as not to do harm or cause pain. But I also learned that a poet can recognize the soul of another poet through a single thread of ink, and they don't even have to try. It keeps me at peace, especially when I run towards it through a sad and pensive cry. Sometimes just questioning myself from being insecure. Because of that, my thoughts may sometimes be unstable. But my pen is concise, and my poetry remains pure. And that's that piece.
Ooh, Diva, that was awesome. I loved when you said that it could cut like a katana blade,
mm-hmm.
or it's soothing. Like you don't, you know, Diva, it sounds like you could cut a person with words, make them cry, or you could just keep it soothing.
Yeah.
Keep it steady.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I work on. Sometimes a person can do something or say something to have your system react, and then your response before you think, you will have said something, and it will cut deep, person.
Yes.
They say that it shouldn't bother you if that person doesn't mean anything to you. Well, I call bullshit, because I have had employers say certain things to me that damn near broke me and made me feel froggy. I've run into complete and total strangers that for no reason whatsoever just felt like they wanted to say something and start something. And I had to be logical about it. I couldn't give in to my emotions. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, it just goes to that old saying, words, you know, the tongue is a double-edged sword. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it can, some, you know, words can cut like a damn knife straight through you.
Okay.
You don't have to have any connection to that person, but perhaps they know something about you. They think they do, and they you know, they say something or they do something.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier in another chat about triggers, okay? And there was an individual that was saying, you know, they said some offensive things, but they made sense in some other things that they were saying about there's a difference between opinions and triggers. My thing on that is you can't just disregard the fact that some opinions stem from something that triggered them, because
mm-hmm.
triggers are very real. I'm not trying to diagnose anyone. But I'm saying we don't have to have a PhD or a degree or a doctorate in medicine or anything in order to understand that sometimes people get bothered by certain things that are done and said. And that's just what it's about. So you have to try and be more logical about your reaction
mm-hmm.
rather than give in to those emotions. Okay, because, yeah, words can cut like a damn knife. And, that's pretty much it. But I'm glad you enjoyed that. Thank you very much for
Absolutely.
Listening.
Excellent, thanks.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is see if I can find another piece. But while I do that, I think I'm going to get into another song. How about that?
All right.
Okay, let me see.
Even somebody true, you better keep them. Hold on tight, don't let go, especially if they special. It ain't about how you flex, always about the sex. If you can keep it a 100, then boy, you keep my respect. I'll look for you, dream for you, anything you need for you. Button down, starch, need for you. I ain't no fuck up chick, I ain't picky, I just want what's best for me. I can't let nobody get the best of me.
All right. Once again, welcome back to Divas Talk. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. All right, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
I found another piece that I would
like
to do. I'm sure y'all heard it before, but I'm going to give it to you again.
So, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called If I Was a Poem. If I was a poem, I would be love-filled words that were tossed aside and to the wind after those that got their good fill were ashamed to have me around because I knew their truth. If I was a poem, I would be the eyes behind the window with the clear view to the outside, but the world couldn't see through to the words of hidden anger never revealed, because my heart only knows how to protect and love. If I was a poem, you would be on a roller coaster ride, finding laughter through tears, heartbreak through smiles, and torn pages under toughened skin. And though common is the actions that were done and reactions end result of cause and effect, you never get enough of my wind song. I'm not really angry nor blocked off. I'm just being incredulous because I want the truth again and the natural order of things to stop this madness. If I was a poem, you would see there's nothing in my life that I can look back on and say, I miss. No, our love song that stays on replay or any stop texting me. No smiles with excited anticipation for seeing him, because he always made me feel like I was in competition. And definitely no long, sweet, gentle kisses that made me squirm in my seat. I just never received them. If I was a poem, you'd be mindful in your approach to me. because I've reached new levels of in my spirituality. So if it ain't love, I don't want to hear it. I've been through so many seasons, and I turn my experience in hurt and pain into words of wisdom. And the best, and best believe, no one but me holds the pen in my story. So if I was a poem, poem dance, so in sync with the rhythmic, with the rhythm of the beats of your heart, you would see. I just want all pieces of me to be loved, correct, and simply. And that's that piece.
Diva, my diva. That was incredible. And I may have heard that one time before, but when I closed my eyes, you know, if you were a poem, you could see right through me, you know, everything that I went through. And then you see me dance and you see a lot of things. You see me cry, you know. That this piece is resonating with me a lot, and I love it. That's one of your best favorites. Trying to tell you, it's one of your best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You always give us your best, always.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting to hear what else it is that you're going to bless our ears with. So with that, I'm going to stand back out of the way, adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called I Wish. What I wish for you is peace, that the chaos will cease, and leave in its place understanding, because the world's so demanding, leaving you pulled in so many directions, causing you to don hats you couldn't wear, wondering if anyone would care. See, it's too much, and what you crave is touch to heal you, feel you as you go through. Why do they believe you're the rock, like they can call you around the clock, expecting you to take care of their issues? Look. Say no and pass them tissues. No one appreciates you while you're here. They'll be doing the same thing long after you're gone, crying how they miss you, lying how you were everything they held dear. I wish for you quiet, to walk alone, to ground yourself, feel spirit move through you, guide you until time to go home. Whatever grief you feel, I wish you comfort. And each day brings you rest, because at the end of the day, you're still blessed. I wish for you serenity, tranquility in your home. And remember, you're never, ever alone. Keep praying, maintaining a relationship with the divine. And believe me, you'll be fine. And that's that piece.
Wow. You know what your pieces do for me? They uplift me. Because you speak your truth within them, but you always end it on a positive note. And that's one of the best things about your poetry for me. And this is no exception. This is the same. All of your pieces, they just do that for me. And I really, really appreciate you sharing them, because you put your heart into your words. And I know from time to time you second guess yourself, but I always tell you, I try to make it a point for you to see that you don't have to worry about anything. Your pieces come from your heart. Your words are so, I can't even think of the word right now, but they do it for me. They absolutely do it for me. And I know sometimes you wonder, should I, should not? Yes, you should, every time, because it's poetry, and poetry, it comes from you, okay? And just don't hold back on us. You have some amazing pieces that you sit, that you write, and they need to be heard sometimes, because I truly believe that all of us are telling somebody else's story. all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. It really was. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So I do have another piece here. It's not as long as the other one, but y'all know I'm the queen of short pieces, okay, and untitled pieces. But it's still a piece nonetheless. So if you don't mind, I'll do another one.
Absolutely. We're ready, Diva. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called No Direction for Careless Whispers. I would smile for you, but my heart is broken, and my tears make my hands too slippery to gather and hold the pieces to put it back together. I can still breathe for now, but I just can't see where to go or who to reach for. Because when you used to tell me that nothing felt more like home to you than my heart, was safe, then you just tossed me to the wolves and vacated it. Now I have no guidance. I'm so lost without you. You once asked me, how do you go back to being strangers with one who's seen your soul? I didn't have an answer then. Now, I know that it isn't possible. But what I really need to know is how do you find your smile after the one who just makes you smile for no reason when you look at them took all your tender kisses and turned them into careless whispers for another? Now, I can't breathe. If I'm drowning in tears that I have no choice but to tend to on my own, expecting myself to go on. I lost my place, y'all. I'm sorry. You once gave my meager existence such life, and everything was so clear. But now that you're gone, my own heart doesn't even recognize me. But every day, I'll cry until I just don't want to anymore. I will smile for you, but my heart is broken. I miss that piece.
Oh, my goodness, Diva. You know, poetry is an amazing thing because just hearing that, I'm like, well, I'm about to cry myself. Hold up. You know what I mean? Because it was a great piece. And then I found myself sinking, and then I'll rise again, and then you'll be like, but I'll cry, you know? Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Diva. Thank you. How about another song, or would you like to do another piece first before I go into another song?
I can do another piece, I guess.
Right, well, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thanks. This piece is called Where Ink Flows. As a kid, I was surrounded by love, happiness, and joy. As an adult, confusion, sadness, and madness at times tormented me. Can't believe this is my biz. I had a happy childhood. How could this be? The second I get rid of one demon, several others come to take its place. I can't seem to fight this. Everything is chaotic in my headspace. People came in and out of my life, some quietly, loving, some full of strife. Do you understand what I'm saying? I try not to take it personally, but the thoughts bombarded me, tried to possess me. So I fought back spiritually by the word and letting my pen flow. And what no longer serves me, I let go. Whatever anyone feels or does is none of my business. I'm entitled to my own happiness. My whole being is in the heart of my pen where the ink flows free, like a stream. Sometimes I need to cry or blow off steam because I know this too shall pass. So I choose happy, whether awake or in a dream. And that's that piece.
Best. Spit that shit, poet. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Choose happiness and peace. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in doing that. I live by that. I promise you. I'm so tired of just feeling blah. It just gets all over and you just don't want to be there. It gives you what they call it now. You know? And I think that's what they call it. They call it the ick. And I'm like, the what? But, yeah, it makes you feel icky. So, yeah, it's just a shortened way. That's how they talk these days. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play another song, pay another bill, and then we're going to come back and we're going to open up this first mic. All right?
All right.
Just make sure you can see no less. That we secure like the money in a sack. I look like this, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you. It's a hopey, coming up.
Welcome back. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And you are listening to Divas Talk. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandra, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace, blessings, and one love. I like that. The dial in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one and join us. All right, Diva, let's get to these callers. We got some hands up in here. The first one up to the mic is one of Epiphany's own family members and one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves a Just Jay.
I thought you were about to call Jay. Gina up in this rascal. What's going on with y'all tonight?
We vibing with some great poetry. It's an open mic. Bring what you got. Do what you, you know, make it do what it do. But I want to ask a question. I asked my diva when we first opened up the show. When you finally found peace from past traumas, how did you come to find that peace? How did you finally heal yourself?
I think it's it really only tests itself is when it's being tested. I mean, I can always say, like, I'm over that girl who did these horrible things with my cousin and never did those things with me. And damn, I'm triggered again. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you have to, it has to be tested. It has to be something that comes up that would actually mimic those things. And then if we react differently, that's the only time I believe that we really have gotten to that point. And that still can be a fickle thing, you know. It can be laying latent. And it can take a combination of things, not just the same thing that got us to that triggering point. But things that little small things that add up and we don't know what's nagging us. The same way like somebody might go off on somebody and they don't know why they went off on that person, but it was some other things that happened that day that caused them to go off.
Okay. I like that. I agree. I absolutely agree. Okay. Well, Mr. Josh J, what you got for us?
I haven't been writing as of late. I've been doing other type of things, but I can give y'all something of what I have. What's the vibe for tonight?
The vibe is just open mic. Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
All right. Anybody that broke glass up in here, Hattie? I'm just checking. Just in case.
Might burned up a mic or two, but Wayne broke my glass.
No, and did nobody chip no glass?
Nope.
Fractured a little bit of glass. Window pane.
You know what I want? You know what I want? And I'm sure everybody else does. Some of your Shakespearean poetry.
Shakespearean glass breaking? Let me see if I can pull that off. She walked outside butt naked.
Oh, Lord. All right, you know what? I'm going to back away. I'm going to fix this spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. I'll get this little piece here tried in. Damn. Keep on moving. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and break glass. The wife, she's not in the room, so. All right. Diary entry, 69. Star date, one destined day. She finally said yes, and I froze. But my maiden is really cool. And she took me by the hand and greedily and sloppily started sucking my fingers, glazing them, and told me to hold my fingers like this and move them in and out like that. And encouraged me by saying, you're doing fine, till her voice started to tremble from the tremors. I was honored and taken aback by her gentleness, her patience. Her joy was infectious, and then suddenly She stopped breathing, stammering the words, "Not yet." And she slowly pulled herself back from the precipice. I cried inside because I thought this time I might lose her prematurely. With a voice in the throes of death, she says, "Put the head in." Can I do this? With my hormones blazing and my bat's energy visibly pulsating, did my ears deceive me? Why am I ruminating? And then once again, please. And they live happily ever after. That's no problem.
Okay. I felt like something just got snatched from underneath of me, like the rug was pulled from underneath of me. And it's like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was feeling it. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. What happened? I was enthralled, literally, and I'm like, for that first line, your fingers line, and I'm like, okay, we doing that. Oh, all right. So I got relaxed. And then when you ended it, I kind of fell over to the side a little bit, like somebody pulled the table that I was leaning on away from me. Wait a minute.
Me too.
And they live happily ever after. Well, I guess if you keep doing her like that, yeah, you can kind of be a happy camper for the rest of your life. All right, I'll take that.
I'll double back through. I'll double back through.
Okay.
Steve, how you feel about
that? Love
that,
y'all.
That team?
I feel the exact same way because I was like, wait a minute, do what? And I'm thinking, all day, here we go. And then it was over. Huh?
About a quarter of the way done.
I think it was the pregnant pause right before he said, and they lived happily ever after. Because I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, you got it. You got it.
I'll be back soon. Right. That was a forced error.
That's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, this time.
Just like accidentally on purpose. That's what you say, right? All right, Jay, okay. Well, wait. Now, hold up. Before you go over to Temptation Station, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
We have Rebel P. Jones coming through this Saturday. We're going to go ahead and open Rebel up. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how Rebel be doing all that deep poetry and the rest of that. We better go ahead and get to the bottom of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a heavy hitter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he's ready to do it now. Me and him was chopping it up this morning. Well, yesterday morning. It was like, man, let's go ahead and get this done. Even though it was under short notice, it was a good call.
Absolutely. I am definitely a fan of Rebel P. He's one of them. He goes hard.
He's all from the diaphragm.
Yeah. And yes. I love it because he's not just, he doesn't have that harsh tone. He's saying something, and I really, really appreciate it. He makes a lot of valid points, and he talks about, his life. And
right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ball now. How you been doing, VIP?
Wonderful.
All right. Sounding every bit of it, too.
Thank you. Well, I'm looking very much forward to your show on Saturday. I'm tuning in for sure.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and leave you a little small little red carpet there then. I'm going to go ahead and hit that thing.
All right.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right, Just Jay, thank you very much for that shock to our system. It's still appreciated, though.
Mm-hmm. Meet you around the corner in about 15.
All right, that's what's up. All right, thank you.
All right.
One love, one night.
Y'all take care.
Yeah, honestly, I think it was the pregnant pause before the ending. They lived happily ever after. Because I was like, I inhaled on that line, and then he paused, and I was like, oh,
okay.
What? Right. Oh, man, it was all right, though. It was okay. All right, Diva, we got another one of Epiphany's family members up in here. He is the host of the Inspiration Factory on Sunday night. Yes, we got ourselves a divine inspiration.
Well, hello, ladies. I'm almost afraid to come in here tonight.
Hi.
Y'all is doing something, I don't know, phenomenal up in this piece tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Peace after peace is just been like,
thank you. But we got to say welcome to the talk.
I'm sorry, say again. Let me turn my volume up.
Got to say thank you. I mean, welcome to the talk.
Welcome to.
Can you hear me?
And then I heard welcome to. I'm so sorry.
Do you have a speakerphone?
That's the only. Let me see if my headphones are working. This I'm on my tablet.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Can you hear me now?
I could always hear you. It's just that I was getting a bad echo. The echo's gone now. That's good.
Oh, okay. Now let me get these things in my ear and I'll be good.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Well,
I'm glad that was an easy
welcome
fix.
Welcome to Diva's Talk. That's what I was saying. Welcome to Diva's Talk.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And I haven't been writing much lately either. I got burnt out writing poems for a lot of funerals here of late, so I took a little hiatus for about a week.
I think
but that's
we all
about
have
all I can take.
Just for a minute. I think sometimes it's good to take a break, take a breather in between. Every so often, you know, we are passionate about this. Our poetry is us, but you still, you know, too much of anything is not good. And sometimes you can overwhelm yourself and put a lot of pressure on yourself. And that drains you. It really does. It's not that you still don't have the same passion or the love for it, but your drive just dwindles a little bit. And you need to just
participate,
you know. So it's understandable. I went through that. I think I slowed down in December sometime.
Okay.
And I chilled out. It might have been like, the whole month of December. And I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't that I had writer's block or anything like that. That spark was just like, it was down to like a little teeny weeny like flicker, you know. But
I hear you. Yeah.
I appreciate
now. I'm
you
still taking notes when something inspires me. Well, that's a poem I need to write. I'll write some notes down, but that's about as far as they've gotten for now.
Oh yeah, I got thousands of notes. Trust me, I've heard things. I'm like, ooh, that can be a piece, and then I won't even go back to it. But it's there in my files, you know. Mm.
Well, every now and then I go back and just look through them and make something out of them. Every now and then.
There you go. There you go. It works for me. Y'all have no idea how many pieces I have put together from jotted down words here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
But that was the purpose that they were stuck aside for. You know, the things come
Absolutely.
To be when it's their time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. All right, well.
I brought just a little teeny piece with me tonight for now. And it's called Instrument of Hope.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Queens. It's amazing to me that something as simple as a ballpoint pen is able to deliver such a variety of possibilities. Once its usage begins, it has the power to elevate or frustrate, to usher blessings or engage in sin, depending on which spirit leads the user from within. I pray that whenever I grasp my pen and begin to write, that my Father leads and that I follow without any resistance or anything resembling a fight. I've been blessed to see results of poems of his might. And I pray this be one of them nights. Once I accepted that this gift could and has fostered hope, perchance saved someone ready to dangle from a rope or spark the decision to get off a dope, I just blame my pen for him. At least that's my greatest hope. Certainly I can write to a lot of things. I choose to and am led to write for and by the King. Words of encouragement, inspiration, praises to spit or sing, I hope and pray my words be delivered upon angels' wings. I write for what he has brought me through. I really write to convict myself more so than any of you. I write to spread his love and hope my words ring true. This is such an honor, as well as my purpose to do. So I shall write, and that's where my job ends, with truth and transparency, foregoing tempted twists and bends. And this I hope to do till the day I ascend, all from a stick with ink, life and death from a little old pen. God, I thank you for using me this way. If I had a do-over, I would still do it this way. Divine inspiration, as God's pen is, praise God, here to stay. I encourage all with similar gifts from above to occasionally write to share God's love. The joy of seeing God use what you penned is a joyous, assuring feeling that has no end. This and so much more from a stick with ink. Write scribes, write from your heart and soul. Allow he who is inside to take control and be amazed at what you have. Something thought-provoking, encouraging, life-saving, without having to think, all from a stick with ink poem.
Yo.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Thank you all.
First of all, what got me about your piece, how transparent you are about it, and then you said it can elevate or frustrate, and then it jumped out at me at first, and then, you know, I realized it is special purpose, you know, to spread his word, and this piece, you did it. I mean, you covered everything, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like encouraged. I feel like good. I'm like, all right now.
Praise him. Praise him. That's what my daddy did with that pen. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you for that.
Exactly. Eva, what you got?
Let me tell you. You said this one line. Wait a minute. Where is it? Hold on. Because I wrote it down. Hold on. I displayed my pen for him.
Mm-hmm.
Before you said that, you were talking about, I can't even remember everything. I think you were talking about how people, what did you say before that?
Once I accepted that this gift could and has fostered hope, perchance save someone ready to dangle from a rope or spark the decision to get off a dope. I display my pen for him. At least that's my greatest hope.
Ooh, that right there, that line right there. I'm telling you now, I might steal that line or just borrow it.
If my daddy gave it to me for free, that means it's there to be used for free by his children. So daddy already gave you permission.
I'm showing that. Well, thank you. I'm sure enough going to use it. I put it right next to a line in one of them things we was just talking about how we scribble down some words real quick and
right,
don't get
right
to it and make a few. Yeah, you just add it to it. So, yes, I
all
love
right
that.
I mean, thank
pen
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was an amazing piece. And, yes, I believe that we do display our pen knowing that we may possibly help someone see a different side of life, a different aspect in life, period. And that it ain't so bad all the time. It ain't all bad, you know. Oh, man. That's so
or you're not alone.
Oh, man. That's right. You are not alone. Michael say, you are not alone.
Right.
All right, I ain't going to get into that. It's so
oh, man.
Thank you so much for that beautiful piece. But before I let you skate up out of here and go on over there to the Temptation Station, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of official radio?
Yes, indeedy. Every Sunday night, God willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Mr. Alonzo and myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, hosting the Inspiration Factory. That's where we poetically praise and uplift and just fellowship, have a good time in the Lord with poetry, prayer requests, testimonies, songs. Come on through. Take your socks off and just, hey, enter the poetry praise party.
All right. All right now. I like that. Y'all heard him.
Yeah.
Come on through. Sunday night.
Come on through. Start the week off right.
You're at Epiphany Radio. Baby, baby. All right.
Right.
I'm going to escort you over there myself. She's a temptation.
Wow. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, my queen. Y'all have a blessed evening. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
I love that. I displayed my pen. That hit me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to have that piece. I have got to have that somewhere in peace now. I'm going to stop playing with my emotions. All right, Diva, we got another caller up in here, another member of the Epiphany family. She is one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves, and this is also my reminder of what day of the week it is, and she's so faithful with it. Got ourselves a Gina form. Hey, Gina, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Welcome. I'm good. Happy to be here, and happy Wednesday, ladies.
Happy Wednesday. Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
Oh, man. All right. So tonight is open mic, and I totally forgot to ask the Divine Inspiration the question, but I want to ask you this question. Okay. Same thing I asked you, your partner. I usually say your partner. When you finally found that peace from certain traumas in your life, because we still have certain ones that you know, are lingering. But when you finally found that peace of mind and let go of some of that past trauma, what did you actually do to get to that point?
I, for a long time, been attracted to toxic relationships and situations. People who weren't good for me, who were works in progress and I thought I could fix. Mama's boys who'd never been in an adult relationship without their mother's input. And she would be putting it in all the time up in a relationship that I was in. I just, too much. There's too many things that were horrible about the people that I chose in the past. And I had to come to terms with that. I couldn't say, like, oh, my goodness, these men suck. The ones that I've been picking did, though. I had to value myself different. I had to view myself different. I had to expect more from me. Don't lower the bar. One of my least favorite things to ever do is to dumb down my conversation. If you and I'm reading what you're typing and it's confusing to me because I don't know what that language is, because some of the words are complete, some of the words are missing, and most of the words are misspelled, and how about capital letters aren't being used at all? It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started seeing that, you know, I was having these problems, I was thinking, just raise the bar. Just demand more. Just put yourself in a better position. Don't blame anybody but you. So I took accountability, and I dealt with it. Now I'm watching the outcome. So I'm looking forward to what comes next. It was horrible, but I did it.
All right. That. I really, really do appreciate that. You know, Everybody has their own specific way of finding that peace in their life. And I appreciate each and every one of you that gave me the insight to what it is that you do. Thank you for that, Gina. Now, tonight is open mic. Okay. And all we want to know is, are we going to get a freestyle, a key style, or something that you've written?
I wrote this while I was listening. So this is fresh, brand new. I didn't get a chance to read it through. You got to me too fast. Mm-hmm. I was still editing when you got to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was already
okay.
I got to be ready because it's my goal.
Mm-hmm. Fresh day. Here it come.
Yeah,
I'm going to back out the way, adjust the little spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm ready. I titled this piece, Maybe I Deserve. Maybe I deserve to be held all night. Never again a long cry. Sweaty from love, physically making me lose my mind while kissing. Hugged whole while feeling safe in my happy place. Maybe I deserve a prayer partner, home chef who grills, has handyman and mechanic skill, works hard as a good son and man. Maybe I deserve him to publicly hold my hand. He'll be a fierce protector, a cheerleader on my squad, tall enough to ride this ride. Enjoys my kind of vibe. Word master, fixer of my disaster. Perhaps I forgot my own value, but he'll remind me daily my worth and due. He's alongside of myself, never considering me, falling into situations that were unhealthy or unworthy, gaslit in a hurry. Vision blurry, being with my heart, and that left me hurting. My pride was also. Maybe I deserve
reciprocal love, non-toxic, not perfect, damn close, comfort of home, between us alone. I'll take the chance, nothing less than old-fashioned romantic courtship leading to a final marriage. The death part of us. I deserve this and more. I'll see what's in store, keeping y'all in the loop. Still a work in progress. Plus, I know now I deserve this. In peace.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Right now.
You got... Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, you know, that is a declaration piece. Total declaration. It's like, look, it's my turn. I deserve this. Okay? And even, you know, what you want, what you deserve, and what you don't deserve. And that's what I like about you. You're always transparent, okay? And that's what makes me a fan. I mean, honest and truly, I am. You seem to come off the top, and it's amazing. And I really do like this. This is a declaration piece. Gina Swan piece. Mm-hmm. Diva?
Absolutely. You know what I love about this piece is you put the positive in it this time. Even though you were questioning maybe, a lot of times when we say maybe we deserve, you know, certain treatment that is not on the positive end of things, but everything about this, this was positive manifesting. And I love that because whenever I say, well, maybe I deserve that, it was on a downside of things. It wasn't on the upside. And I really, really like this piece a lot because of the positiveness in it. I'm all about being positive and love and light and all that good shit. And this one, I never heard it put that way before. Everything you said was all positive. And I love it. I do. I really do. And I might feel that a little bit of that time to time. You know.
I gave it some thought, like what I deserve versus what I've accepted. They don't even matter. I deserve those things in that piece, what I've accepted in real life. And I think about, like, you know, when you start not to see you, you accept things that you know better. This ain't even me. What am I putting up with this? I'm putting up with this because I want to be with somebody. Just anybody. I deserve that poetry. So I said, let me just write this out because I got to get this off. I've been feeling this way for a while. And I need to accept that this is exactly what I deserve. Nothing less. This exactly. Not something like it, not sort of, kind of. No, this right here, right now, what I deserve. So I'm not going to settle for nothing else. I'll be patient.
Come on up.
And I'm going to take y'all with me.
There you go. And I appreciate you sharing it with us for the first time on here, that fresh ink. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I wrote it in between Jay and Paul.
Oh, wow.
I was still editing it when y'all got to me, and I was like, oh, no, I wasn't ready. Okay, get ready. This is it.
All right. Like I always say, poetry is never finished. It's just Paul.
Nah.
So, that's it.
That's it so far.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Now, I know your partner was on here saying things, but I still want you to let everybody know, okay, what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe.
Saturday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, catch the Just Jay and Gina show where we will be having In the Hot Seat, because it's going to be hot. Rebel P. Jones, the one and only. That man is phenomenal as a person, as a human being, as my brother, as, you know, his boys being my nephews. I mean, they literally call me auntie. I love him. He's my family. And what I love most about family is that when you get to spend that kind of time with your family in a situation like that, it's the best thing ever. Just having Rebel is going to be a joy for me, And Jay, we're looking forward to it. Don't miss it. Call in at 319-276-3000. You're here tonight. You know the number. You know where to find us. Come through on Saturday. Enjoy Rebel with us. We appreciate you. And I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. You know, that is the first time I heard positive affirmations, like, put it in that way. And I really, really like that. I'm serious. I'm going to add it into my daily affirmations because it's a good thing. It is definitely a good thing. And you could say it with attitude. Maybe I deserve, you know. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Amazing piece. Amazing, amazing piece. All right, Diva, what I'm going to do. Oh, excuse me. Goodness gracious. I am going to take a music break. And when we come back, we can hear some more poetry. All right?
Okay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Tiffany Radio. This is Divas Talk. All right, we're going to spin the block and see. Hope y'all got another piece for us. I'm going to open up the mic and I'm going to see. Jerry, just Jay, are you still here? Are you still with us, Jay?
All right. Let me get it off mute then. Let's see how it works now.
Yeah, that works just fine. Okay. Would you spin in the block? Would you happen to have another piece for us, dude?
Another piece? Mm-hmm. I was gonna finish up that piece I had started.
Well, you can put that to the side and grab us something from the archive.
No, I want that piece. All right, hold on a minute. All right. I got a piece for y'all.
Oh, the mic is yours.
All right. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chests, but plans of winning minds and hearts. And for our admission as gladiators, we bear ourselves naked to become combatants in this skewed game of love and loss. As we pay good hard life to mount cold lifeless horses, we advance the cavalry in a circular menagerie. As we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. As this merry-go-round slings lovers from the tops of precipice to the depths of living death. A headspace where all color is void and stripped from life. And our hearts turn enemy, punish our bodies relentlessly in the most inhuman manner. As if we were never one symbiotic being. In an act of unadulterated pure jealousy, our thoughts attack the body because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heap of our wantings and our shortcomings as we stand in disbelief, marveling at the outcomes and consequences. Consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love. Once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted, my arms are lopped from the shoulders. How else can I tell you? And the fog of war clouds my recollections. My memories pollute my foul stench from my heart as I sit in the center of my own desolation. As I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from this flesh, to deliver me from this trap of my own machinations. Please wring this heart out like a soaked sponge. Lord, I thought I knew the depths, and now I fear what I do not know more than I thought possible. I thank you for making me to live, even if against my own will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove into the deepest abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past this moment. Held captive on an ocean of pain, battered by its waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. An ego in need of reframe. There was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs. Why, when my mind is stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities, do I truly feel free? To see that has always been meant for me. When fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind, it's me battling me. Poem.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yo.
That was deep.
Wow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, love is deep,
you know,
like that.
I have no words because that was one of the most excellent pieces I've heard. See, you and your partner, man, I'm a fan.
I appreciate you, VIP.
I love the way you go back, but you go to the depths and then to the heights. You know what I'm saying? And you got your soul up in there. and I love it. That was an excellent piece. Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate you, VIP.
Absolutely.
With every line, I was like, damn, he's so right. I think we have all gotten to that place when it comes to love. There are certain parts of it we don't understand, and we get afraid, and we cry out for understanding, you know, and sometimes we want to run from it, you know.
All right.
That was deep. Oh, man. Shit. Mm-hmm. What else to say about that one, but thank you so much for coming through with another amazing piece, okay?
I appreciate you, ladies, for a second chance at redemption there.
All right, Jay, thank you. We'll bring you back on over to the invitation. One love,
I'll
one
take
mic.
Care.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, that was deep. Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, it's taking time for it. Okay, here we go. We're going to open up this next mic to act to divine inspiration. You want to spend the block with us, Pastor Paulie? Is you still there? All right.
Is he you?
Okay.
Oh, now
there,
can you hear me?
There he is. Okay. You got another piece for us?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And that gave me time to swallow the crackers I was chewing on.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queens. This piece is called The Demons We Accept. We are people, for the people, by the people. In God we trust, the land of the free. Mottos and ideologies that have been exposed for all to see. Lies, lip service, and hypocrisy. That is what the rhetoric is that's currently claimed as democracy. What part of we the people, for the people, by the people is it that leaves the people homeless, hungry, and ignored and dismissed? Veterans, elders, citizens who've helped to financially support and defend this land, now destitute and overlooked for illegal immigrants. Obviously, we the people don't include the down-on-their-luck American woman, child, or man. And where is our trust in God? How do we honor his blessing us to come this far? By banning him from public places and removing him from our schools, ill-preparing our children for the spiritual warfare in which we are engaged. How compromising the word of God is the downfall of this age. Now, this tidbit must be handled completely, painfully, and honestly. Do you truly see this nation as the land of the free? I think not, especially in light of the incarcerations and restrictions and fatal biological warfare and attacks upon those who look like you and me, or those who are victims of this wealthy nation's neglect and poverty. These are the demons that we accept. We accept their satanic governing, oftentimes opposite what's desired or even best for us. We prophetically leave them to destroy this nation and us. And ridiculously, we call it trust. We as a nation are about to crash and burn because of the demons we accept. We and our lies and declarations God soon will reject. If you think things are bad now, believe me, we ain't seen nothing yet. We have allowed our facade of being virtuous to slip and fall down. We have exposed us as just as evil as those nations we decide to oppose. And despite the concerns, the spiritual or moral stance, or even how we the people feel, It matters not to the marionettes operated by the demons we accept. Remember, God was evicted from Capitol Hill. Whether you like it or not, it's already a done deal. I fear that when the history of our nation or this moment in time is written and the truth comes out, it will read that it was we the people who kicked God out. We the people choosing Barabbas once again, unitedly in a loud and determined shout. Must I remind you that the demons we accept and give clout are the same that from heaven, along with Lucifer, were cast out. Those same demons we accept, if not rebuked soon and very soon, many of us on Judgment Day, along with Satan, will be judged by God as reject. We serve a long-suffering God. It's true, but don't fool yourself into thinking your submission to God ain't important and that you can wait. That mentality may very well end in you, eternity, and the fiery lake, labeled for all time as reprobate. We must reel in these demons we accept, demanding accountability over those we elect. Justice for all, meaning prosecution of those who corrupt their sworn duty to serve and protect. We must not compromise, or we shall realize we the people chose to denounce God for the demons we accept. In peace.
Yo.
Hey.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Yes. Ooh. I'm going to tell you, divine inspiration, that was one of the best pieces I've ever heard from you. And it is so true. This is so true. I mean, people accept that stupid stuff. And it's the things we accept. Not all of us, but it's the main ones that accept that evil stuff. And you had a lot of wisdom in that piece, sir. I salute you. That was a great piece.
Yeah. Thank you. Praise be to the Most High. Thank you, though.
Man, look at here. This what we doing to bring the closing of the show. We got one more. But, I mean, y'all just brought some extra fire up in here. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all started it.
Yo. These people are amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, yes, it was nothing but truth in that piece. You know how mad look at it.
Oh,
I could go on all day, but unfortunately we are out of time. And I have one more caller to get to. But that was a spectacular piece. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Thank you for the spin around. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queens.
One love, one mic. Bless you.
God bless you. Ooh, man. All right. I'm almost afraid to open up this next mic, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I know, right?
They bringing fire up in here. Like, Miss Thor, you got another piece for us?
Absolutely.
Don't hurt us now.
This is actually an old one. This was a memory poem that I wrote in 2013. I wrote it, so it's probably going to be a key style. No, but I may be able to do this verbatim because I like this.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I titled it Too Much. I've seen things that would give a heart attack to the average queen. Hurtful, disrespectful, and painful. Most of them were caused by someone close to me. I used to pray for clarity, and then it occurred to me that some things that are what they are due to you, what you allow them to. Acting funny is my new reality. Don't mess with me or get too close to me because my force field is up. My phase is set to stun. I'm technically on one. Please believe I'm still happy-go-lucky, big-hearted and fun.
is extremely cautious about whom I let in, that everyone who claims to mean you any good actually does. That's the reality. Some use, abuse, and have complicated issues. Wait, my patience is set up? I don't want to be bothered with those who lie, cheat, or are otherwise corrupt. I will offer them a smooch on my little brown butt. Given less than a what? I believe that there is some good in humanity. Trust and believe that I know that's a reality. My family has plenty of loyalty, and the whole town is out to get me. This is no psychosis. This seemed too much. Town was on the national news, and not for a good thing. It hurts my heart. Some of the people that came around me were just retarded, and there was a lot of muckety-muckety such and such, and whatever it was, I need them to miss this because it is what it is. I'm just out here trying to handle my own, get my life together business. I'm not allowing the dirt to blow back on my skirt or to laugh with another selfish jerk. I can't entertain this mess anymore. It's berserk. I'm single. Yeah, I like to flirt, but I can back it up, too, because it's not just see if I'm attracted to you. One day soon, I could find myself with another new boo, and he'll receive all that I deserve, all of my energy, and the boundless one man. He'll be lucky, because he will be, but not until I find him and done cooking for all of y'all. In peace.
Couldn't get myself off mute. Another dynamite piece.
Man, I love that piece. I can't say anything. I can't say anything. I'm telling you, you went in, and I loved it. You went in.
I'm telling you something right now.
And you can kiss my little brown butt. Little brown
I was making bad choices. That was 11 years ago. I was making bad choices.
Over and over again.
It's all right, because we've all made bad choices. You know,
Amen.
If we don't make any mistakes or bad choices, we ain't going to learn nothing. You can't learn from perfection and doing things right all the time. It's nothing there to learn from. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you have to fall down sometimes and put, skin that knee and make some bad choices in life in order to realize and learn. And that's what Dory say in Finding Nemo, if you don't remember that anything happened to him, ain't nothing going to happen for him. And that's just the way it goes. And I think this is a beautiful way to end the show tonight. Gina, this piece was amazing. Wow. Everybody was.
Excellent.
And I truly, truly appreciate you hanging in here with us and spending
the
time once again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was lovely.
Thank you, ladies.
All right.
Love you, Diva.
One love.
See you next week. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Diva, wow.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was good. It was good for me. I know that. Yeah, because the poetry, it truly, truly, I enjoy it all. But tonight, it touched me differently. These pieces got really, really deep because there was a lot of exposure, a lot of transparency, like you said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what makes people feel at home and let us know that we are not alone. And I so truly, really appreciate this. So, Diva, I'm going to let you give some closing words, and then I'm going to send us off.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you who participated and listened online. We really appreciate you. And I just want to say that without you guys, mainly there's no us. So y'all take care of yourselves. Mask up if you need to. Be vigilant, okay? Do what you got to do. Stay safe. God bless you guys. Eva?
Yes.
as I always say, and I will never change, I don't care what year it is, what time we're in, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. And continue to love and respect one another. And as always, please be safe. Please. Y'all know where we at. Be safe. I love you. Be patient, okay? And be vigilant. And with that, I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
I knew I could do it. Tell myself I had to prove it. I work hard, no limits. Told myself I had to get it. Now I'm in the coop, kinda dangerous. Try to tell you, didn't listen. Yeah, I'm coming up on a mission. It was all part of God's plan, God's plan, God's plan. It was all part of His plan. It was all part of His plan. God's plan, God's plan, God's plan. It was all part of His plan. It was all part of His plan. It was all part of His plan. He told me behind him, cause He knew I'd take a stand. He told me no fooling, no friends. I was up for the task that He handed. Promised He wouldn't regret it. I'm holding it down to the casket. I'm holding it down like a bandit. New levels, I'm on a new bracket. All the levels are bored and distraction. Ain't no going back, ain't no relapsing. Now I'm on the stage and they all clapping. I was at the bottom, I'm at the top now. And I sit back and I just remember how I knew I could do it. Tell myself I had to prove it. I work hard, no limits. Told myself I had to get it. Now I'm in the coop, kinda dangerous. Try to tell you, didn't listen. Yeah, I'm coming up, I'm on a mission. It was all part of God's plan, God's plan, God's plan. It was all part of His plan. It was all part of His plan. God's plan, God's plan, God's plan. It was all part of His plan. It was all part of His plan.